Hello, and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new Arxiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is MedCopilot, a medical assistant powered by GraphRAG and similar patient case retrieval. We're talking about it now because it combines a GraphRAG-style retrieval augmented generation with a similar patient case retrieval module.
So it tries to give clinical assistants both structured, relation-aware context, and concrete precedent cases. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage, and Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
Thanks, Alex. On the ground, clinicians are drowning in fragmented records, long notes, disconnected labs, and no easy way to find past patients who really match a current case. Teams need faster, more trustworthy summaries, and they need context. What happened to similar patients? What interventions worked? What complications showed up? Right now, many assistants either regurgitate generic guidance or hallucinate specifics. What people want is a tool that surfaces relevant prior cases and the concrete data behind suggestions, so clinicians can validate recommendations quickly and save time on documentation and case review.
So you're saying the real need is practical. Surface the right past cases and structured relations from the record to reduce searching and to make suggestions verifiable, not just confident sounding. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of combined approach showing up now?
Good question. LLMs got much better at language, but they still hallucinate and struggle with precise, multi-step clinical reasoning. Retrieval augmented generation, RAG, helps by grounding outputs in external documents, and GraphRAG takes that further by using a graph of entities and relations. Think symptoms linked to labs, diagnoses, treatments, which supports multi-hop queries across the patient record. Adding similar patient case retrieval brings case-based reasoning. Instead of only citing documents, the system can point to prior patients with similar profiles and outcomes. Two factors make this feasible now: better entity linking and graph construction tools from EHR data, and large pre-trained LLMs that can consume and integrate retrieved graph context. Together, they aim to reduce hallucinations and improve actionable grounding for clinicians. At a high level, the paper proposes a medical assistant architecture that stitches together two things: GraphRAG, which is graph augmented retrieval, augmented generation, and a similar patient case retrieval module. GraphRAG builds a structured graph from EHR content, entities like diagnoses, symptoms, labs, medications, and the relations between them, timeline edges, cause effect, treatment response. That graph lets the system answer multi-hop clinical questions. For example, follow a chain from symptom to lab abnormality to medication response, instead of just pulling isolated paragraphs. The similar case module runs a complementary search over past patients to find those with matching profiles, timelines, and outcomes, and returns ranked precedent cases. The model then uses both the graph context and the precedent cases as grounded evidence when generating recommendations or notes. Practically, this plugs into clinical decision support, documentation helpers, discharge summaries, progress notes, and triage consultation assistance. Anywhere you need both precise relations from the record and precedent-based reasoning to justify a suggestion.
So in plain terms, they give the assistant a map of the patient's record, nodes and links, plus a short list of past patients who really resemble the current case. And the assistant writes answers using both. Mark, what would that change day-to-day for clinicians?
Concretely, it changes two big pain points. First, continuity of context. Instead of the assistant ignoring temporal relations or merging unrelated findings, the graph preserves how events relate when a lab changed relative to a drug start, for instance. Second, verifiable precedent. Clinicians get to see prior patient narratives and outcomes that support a recommendation so they can judge relevance quickly. Day-to-day, that means faster, more trustworthy discharge summaries, fewer back and forths to find similar cases, and quicker validation of suggested actions. It also reduces the confident-sounding but wrong answers we see from LLM-only tools.
Got it. Better structure and precedent make the tool more checkable. Jamie, can you position this versus standard RAG or LLM-only assistance? What's new technically?
Sure. Standard RAG typically retrieves whole documents or passages and appends them to prompt context. It treats evidence as a bag of text. That helps grounding, but still struggles when the reasoning requires connecting facts across documents or understanding relations over time. GraphRAG explicitly encodes entities and edges, enabling traversal and multi-hop retrieval that respects relations, e.g., identify a drug adverse event by chaining symptom lab drug. Adding similar patient case retrieval is orthogonal but complementary. Instead of just citing supporting literature or notes, the system can point to past real-world instances with similar trajectories and outcomes. Compared to pure retrieval systems, this hybrid supports structured reasoning and precedent-based justification. Compared to LLM-only assistance, it reduces hallucination by forcing the model to condition on structured graph facts and concrete case excerpts.
So the novelty is not just better search, it's structurally connecting facts and bringing precedent cases into the reasoning loop. Mark, why does combining graph structure and case similarity matter in real clinical workflows?
Because clinicians don't just need facts, they need relationships and comparable histories. For example, in critical care, you care about temporality. Did the hypotension happen before or after starting a vasopressor? The graph preserves that. For complex or rare presentations, seeing a prior patient with the same sequence of events and outcome is immensely valuable. It informs prognosis and management choices. Operationally, teams will shift from ad hoc manual searches to curated, ranked precedents and relation-aware evidence, which shortens rounds and supports faster, safer decisions.
To add a bit on mechanics, when a clinician asks a question, the system can run two parallel retrievals. One traverses the patient graph to fetch relevant entity subgraphs and linked notes, multi-hop. The other computes similarity vectors over past patient embeddings to rank and return close matches. The LLM receives both the structured graph context, often serialized as concise relation triples and small subgraphs, and selected case excerpts with metadata. The generator then composes an answer referencing graph facts and citing the similar cases by ID and key labs outcomes. That design is what helps with multi-step clinical reasoning and evidence citation.
Thanks. That makes the data flow clear. Mark, can you give a short, concrete example that shows how this would look for a clinician, say for a discharge summary or a diagnostic consult?
Sure. Discharge summary example. Clinician asks the assistant to draft a summary for a patient with sepsis and renal replacement therapy. The system pulls the patient graph showing infection onset, antibiotic timeline, creatinine rise, CRRT start. It also surfaces three prior patients with similar infection source, antibiotic course, and CRRT timing, showing outcomes and complications. The assistant drafts the summary, inserts specific dates, times from the graph, and footnotes the similar cases so the clinician can open them. For a diagnostic consult, the assistant might highlight a probable cause chain from symptom to biomarker via the graph and show precedent cases where a certain intervention changed the trajectory.
And technically, that example demonstrates why the hybrid is powerful. The graph enforces correct temporal and causal ordering, while the similar case module supplies empirical precedents that the LLM can cite rather than invent. It's a concrete step toward explainable, auditable AI behavior in clinical settings.
If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like in practice? Walk us through a simple, everyday example.
Simple operational case. A physician needs a discharge summary for a patient who had sepsis and temporary dialysis. Clinician clicks MedCopilot in the EHR. The system ingests structured data and recent notes, then pulls a patient subgraph showing timeline nodes, admission, culture results, antibiotic changes, creatinine trend, CRRT start-stop. It also returns two or three similar past patients with short excerpts and outcome metadata. The assistant drafts the summary with exact dates, times from the graph, inserts a brief rationale footnote citing the similar cases, and presents the clinician with the ranked cases and the graph view to inspect. Actors, attending or resident write/edit, nurse or case manager reviews, documentation specialist signs off. Immediate workflow change, less manual searching, faster drafts, and an explicit clickable trail of evidence for the clinician to validate.
So the immediate win is faster, evidence-backed documentation where clinicians can open the exact subgraph and matching cases, less hunting through old charts. Mark, let's step up to something more advanced. What does a cohort level or multidisciplinary use look like?
Advanced deployment. Imagine a quality improvement team running a retrospective review of post-op AKI cases. Informaticists define a cohort query. MedCoppilot indexes the cohort and computes similarity embeddings across structured labs, vitals, meds, and note-derived features. It surfaces clustered subgroups and, for each index patient, ranked precedent cases with timelines and outcomes. During multidisciplinary rounds, the system projects a timeline view, suggested differential pathways, and candidate management options observed in prior matches. Outputs include ranked cases, highlighted labs drug events, suggested follow-ups, and exportable summaries for the QI team. Users: physicians lead interpretation, nurses add bedside context, pharmacists review med patterns, informaticists tune similarity thresholds, and monitor data quality.
Okay, clinicians, nurses, pharmacists, and informaticists all interact, and the tool supports both individual patient work and cohort reviews. Jamie, can you connect that advanced scenario back to how GraphRAG and similar case retrieval actually enable these outputs?
Sure. Mechanically, there are two coordinated pipelines. First, GraphRAG builds and indexes per patient graphs from EHR inputs, structured fields, labs, meds, vitals, plus entity-linked notes. That graph supports multi-hop queries and timeline extraction, so the system can produce the event chains and serialize them concisely for the LLM. Second, similar case retrieval computes dense embeddings over patient representations, combining structured features and embeddings from note text, then ranks close matches. For cohort work, you can cluster embeddings to find subgroups. The LLM receives both subgraph snippets, relation triples, timelines, and selected case excerpts with metadata. It composes outputs that reference graph facts and site-specific precedent case IDs, key labs, and outcomes. This is why you get ranked cases, timeline visualizations, and evidence-cited suggested actions rather than free-form, unsupported recommendations.
So the graph gives you the structured event chains and the embedding search gives you the precedent pool. Combined, the assistant can say, here's why and here are similar outcomes. Mark, operationally, what are the visible outputs in the UI and who takes action on them?
In the UI, you'd see a three-pane view. Patient timeline graph, ranked similar cases with quick metadata, age, diagnosis, outcome, and the drafted text or suggested actions with inline citations. Clinicians review and accept or edit drafts, nurses check care plan items, pharmacists vet medication suggestions, informaticists watch similarity metrics and data completeness dashboards. Actions: clinicians sign or modify summaries, QI teams flag patterns, and informaticists adjust indexing or thresholds if too many false matches appear.
To add, the outputs should also include confidence or relevance scores and minimal serialized evidence blocks, e.g., case ID 123, CRT started day 3, extubated day 7, discharged to home, so downstream systems can audit or trigger follow-up workflows. Those small structured outputs make integration and monitoring much easier than raw LLM pros alone.
That sounds practical. Ranked cases, timeline visualizations, suggested actions with citations and confidence scores. Mark, any final notes on what a pilot would need to make this actually work in a hospital setting?
Yes, a pilot needs a curated, de-identified case index or strict privacy controls, clear governance for clinician review, an integration layer to map EHR fields into the graph, and a small multidisciplinary pilot team, including clinicians and informaticists, to tune similarity settings. Start with a narrow clinical use, like discharge summaries for a single service, so the indexed cases are relevant and data quality is manageable.
Okay, under the hood, the paper is pretty clear about prerequisites and constraints. You need fairly high-quality inputs, structured EHR fields, plus de-identified clinical notes that can be reliably entity-linked into diagnoses, labs, meds, and timestamps. Accurate entity linking and relation extraction are essential because the graph depends on correct nodes and edges. Errors there cascade. There are also compute and storage requirements. Per patient graphs, an index of precedent cases, and embedding stores all add cost, and the graph traversal plus similarity searches introduce latency. Finally, the design assumes you have a usable similar case database and labeled examples for evaluation. Without those, you lose the precedent aspect and can't measure faithfulness reliably. The authors also flag limitations: robustness to noisy notes, lack of multimodal inputs, imaging waveforms, and the need for prospective clinical trials. And they suggest future work on robustness, multimodal extensions, and operational validation.
So in plain terms, the system only works well if the hospital has clean, well-mapped records and a decent archive of past patients to search. It also needs more compute and will be slower than a plain LLM-only chat, and the authors admit it's not yet battle-tested in live clinical trials.
Right. On the evaluation side, the paper reports experiments on de-identified hospital EHR corpora and on mimic-style clinical tasks for retrieval and clinical QA. The metrics they focus on are retrieval relevance and faithfulness. They use relevance precision at K for retrieval and human or automatic faithfulness scores for generated outputs. And where applicable, they report task metrics like F1EM for structured extraction tasks. Compared to baselines, standard passage-based RAG and LLM-only assistants, they show improved retrieval precision and higher faithfulness scores, meaning fewer unsupported statements. The trade-off is modestly higher latency and compute cost because you're doing graph traversals and similarity searches in addition to LLM inference. They also emphasize that these results are from controlled, de-identified datasets, not from a live prospective deployment.
Translated, the approach tends to give more relevant evidence and fewer made-up facts in tests, but it needs more resources and the gains were measured in controlled datasets, so don't expect identical gains immediately in production.
From the field perspective, that's exactly where the friction comes in. Real-world EHRs are messy, inconsistent codes, missing timestamps, free text with shorthand, and entity linking errors will lower graph quality and similar case matches. Integration overhead is non-trivial. Mapping local EHR schemas into the graph model, building a secure de-identified case index, and routing the outputs back into clinical workflows takes time and people. You also need monitoring and validation. Track relevance and hallucination rates, surface confidence thresholds, and keep clinicians in the loop for verification. Finally, privacy and governance are mandatory. Access controls, auditing, and legal review before any pilot.
Exactly. And that's why the authors call out future work. They recommend robustness testing against noisy inputs, adding multimodal sources, imaging, waveform data, optimizing indexing to reduce latency, and running prospective clinical trials to measure real impact on outcomes and workflows. They also suggest developing benchmark suites that better reflect messy, real-world EHR data so evaluation aligns with production conditions.
So to sum up this section, the paper shows promising gains in relevance and faithfulness on de-identified datasets, but it requires clean data, good entity linking, extra compute, and careful operational controls. Mark, the pilot and monitoring plan you described are essential before trusting this in live care.
In short, the biggest winners are teams that already handle complex cases and have solid data, specialty services, ICU, nephrology, oncology, quality improvement teams reviewing cohorts, and hospitals with mature, well-mapped EHRs and governance. Under those conditions, clean data, de-identification, clear clinician review workflows, and privacy controls, MedCopilot can speed documentation, surface relevant precedents, and make recommendations easier to verify. For a practical next step, run a narrow pilot, single service, complete a privacy and legal review, build the EHR to graph integration layer, and use a modeling checklist, entity linking accuracy targets, similarity threshold tuning, evidence serialization, and monitoring plans before expanding.
So you're saying it's most useful where data quality and governance exist? And the launch plan should be a focused pilot plus privacy and monitoring. Jamie, what technical metrics and safeguards should teams track during that pilot?
Track retrieval metrics like precision at K and recall for similar case matches, faithfulness or hallucination rates for generated outputs via human review or automated checks, extraction EMF1 for entity linking accuracy, latency and cost per query, and embedding drift over time. Add audit logs that record which graph facts and case excerpts were used, run robustness tests on noisy, de-identified notes, and plan a prospective AB evaluation to measure workflow time saved and clinician trust before broad rollout.
One sentence takeaway.
This paper demonstrates that combining graph-structured patient context with similar patient retrieval yields more evidence-grounded, precedent-aware clinical assistance, but only when paired with good EHR data, governance, and careful validation. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.